Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
But he wanted me to have an encounter, because he knew that would change me. And not only me, he's not thinking about just me. He's thinking about y'all. He's thinking about other people. Thank you, Lord. That's a good time to say thank you, Lord. And so I said, God, what's that? My flesh. Now remember, we're spirit, soul, and body. And my flesh and soul did not like this news. My spirit, who was puny, pencil neck, I mean skin and bone, was going, finally, some protein. Finally, we get to go to the weight room. My flesh looked like Jabba the Hutt. Are y'all getting the picture? And Mama always said, one of the three will dominate. Well, Jabba was dominating. The spirit, my little spirit was sitting under him. Help! Just trying to give you a visual. What's your, now y'all laughed at me. What's your spirit man look like right now? Because if you've been feeding it the word, and you've been in moments like we just had daily, that shouldn't just be during praise and worship. That should be daily. Your spirit man is growing. Amen? And so I took on the challenge and started getting books and tapes and gave him my lunch period. And then the phone call came, and it was weeks, days after days, weeks after week, month goes by. And Candy would go, how's the seeking? Ah! My flesh would answer. And I just kept pouring it in there. And what was happening? What was happening? Even though I didn't sense it with my these senses, something's happening. That word, stronger than any two-edged sword. And so I get a phone call, and my AD says, I need to meet with you at this time. Well, that's the time I gave God five weeks ago, and I ain't backing out now. It hadn't really been productive, but I hadn't had any angel, you know, well done. I didn't, none of that. It was cricket, cricket. But I didn't stop, thank God. I didn't quit, thank God. I wanted to, Jabba the Hutt wanted to. But the little guy is getting stronger. Something's happening in there. Phone call happens, he said, I'll meet with you. No, I said, you can't have that time. I respect you, you're my boss, you can't have that time. He said, well, I have to have that time, I don't have no time. Well, and then out of my mouth, my spirit man told Jabba the Hutt to shut up, and he spoke. And I couldn't believe what came out of my mouth. He said, I said, then I will have to find another job. Come on. I remember thinking, oh, no. My mind's going, what are you saying? And he said, Chip, did you hear what? I said, I know. I evidently meant it. I don't know. Let's just keep rolling with it. He said, okay, I'll change it. We changed it. And I hung up the phone, and the Lord said, now you're seeking me. That was encounter one. And I stood back, and the glory filled that office. His presence filled that office. And he began to talk to me about Champions for Christ and showing me stuff. And it rocked my world. And what I used to dread reading the Bible, now I loved it. I couldn't get enough tapes and books, because my spirit man was now dominating my flesh. Some of you are not there right now. That's okay. We can get there. If you want encounters, this is what I'm talking about. And so all my Christian life, it was the first time. Think about this. In my whole Christian life, that was the first time I was really seeking God. And God said one time in the Bible, I looked all throughout the whole earth and could find no one who was seeking me. He says in the New Testament, seek me first. And all these other things, they'll happen. So, glory to God, I got creative in my seeking. And I got excited about it. And I was the first one there. At church, all of a sudden, I'm in the front row. What are you doing? And first one there, last one to leave, talking to people about the word, and couldn't get enough of the word. And then I heard this message on thankfulness, and I dug in, come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise, and there's more for the thankful. And man, I started to get thankful. I started thanking him for everything. And then it happened to be deer season, deer hunting season, and I like to hunt. And so I thought, I was laying down in bed, and I thought, well, I'm going to get up at 5 in the morning, you know, and go out in the woods at dark and pitch black and climb up a tree. And I go, oh, wait a minute, that's a great place to seek God. So I even left my bow. I didn't even take the bows and arrows. And I would get up and drive in there and walk in them woods. It's dark, you know, and you get up in that tree, and it's pitch black, and you hear the sounds. And all of a sudden, light would come up and take over the darkness. Shoot through those woods, and I go, good morning, God. I just kind of felt like it was a thing we had. So every morning for all, you know, days in the hunting season, good morning, God. And so I'm just having this place, you know, and I'm just thanking him and thanking him and thanking him, thanking him for squirrels and leaves and trees, and if it was here, for drums and drum kits and pianos and instruments and microphones and wires and carpet and wood and metal, clothes. And you understand what I'm talking about? I just started thanking, Lord, if I've never thanked you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And then I got to this particular day, and this was days now. I didn't hear any well done, hallelujah, nothing, and I'm not even expecting it. But another encounter is about to happen. And this encounter, my God, thank God for this encounter, because I have seen miracles after people have heard this message and done it. I have seen revivals. I've seen, I was in the up in Vermont where the witches and the warlocks and came to my meetings, and they burned all of their books and they shut all of their schools down, and revival went on for 6 weeks after they heard this encounter. Did God not have them in mind when he said to me, are you seeking me? Because I want you to have an encounter, because down the road, I got some witches and warlocks that need to get saved. Now, how many in your minds right now are thinking that God has something for you like that? You don't think like that, because Jabba the Hutt and your soul is having its way. But you want this. We need this. God wants you to have an encounter. He wants everybody to have encounters. He has encounters for everyone. But the key is seeking him. Seeking him. And you will crave him. You may not at first, but you will. I ran out of things to thank him for. Can you imagine that? I thanked him for camouflage, for boots, for shoelaces, for, I mean, underwear, I can't, fingernail, everything. That's where I was at. I remember sitting there, and the trees kind of had an opening. I looked up and I said, oh, I know. I thank you for the benefits in Psalm 103. I said, Lord, I thank you that you're my Savior, that you saved me from hell. Boy, it got really good right there. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing me. You're my healer. And I started thinking about the times he's healed me and other healings. Lord, I thank you. And I began to thank him. And I said, Lord, I receive those benefits. And when I said that, up in the sky, I hear this booming voice. And he said, that's where my people are missing it. And I said, what? I didn't even know what he's talking about. That's where my people are missing it. Now, why is he going to teach me about something? I don't even have a clue. Well, evidently, I had gotten to a place to where he was able to show me and tell me something. Now, encounter number two is about to happen. And he said, I wrote every word in every language and every letter, and they all have a purpose. And he put the word receive in the sky, and then he put ER on the end of it. Now, ER on the end was capitalized, and he said, those two letters on the end of that word mean extra responsibilities to that word. Anytime you put those two letters on that a word previous, it gives it extra responsibilities. There's responsibilities on your part, and my people are missing it because they only receive, but they don't do the extra responsibilities. I don't know what he's talking about. And then, boom. I am in the air. Right up this road. Which direction are we? Where's 19th? Over here? If you leave this church and go that way, south, you'll see a football field. And that football field on the other side on the 20-yard line, I was in the air, and I guess the Lord was with me because he began to talk to me, and we're above, and I can smell the popcorn. So my senses, this is not no dream. This wasn't bad pizza. I'm trying to tell you, when you have an encounter, I was the guy who would hear things like this in church and go, are y'all with me? And now I'm having this. And I'm trying to tell people how real this is. And so I could hear their conversations, the band, the cheerleaders. I'm looking, and I notice, hey, this looks familiar. I'm at where I played high school football at. And so, not only that, the team breaks the huddle, and there I am. So I'm watching one of my old games, I guess, that I got to play. Hopefully I did good in this game. Hopefully I didn't take a plays off or two, you know. And guess what position I played? Receiver. Amen. Now that's got to get you thinking. Go back, and why was I a receiver? God had a part in all of this. And so there I am, and the quarterback calls the play, and you know, he goes back, and I'm watching me. So I'm up here and down here. So there's two of me. Got it? And I'm watching me. And I make the cut, and the guy slips and falls, and I'm wide open. I'm like, throw it, throw it. I'm now a fan. He throws the ball. I catch it. I received it. And then I turned, and I had a wide open. I could run, you know, 40, 50 yards, whatever, for a touchdown. But I turned, and the crowd's going, go, go. And I'm yelling, go, go. What are you doing? And I'm not moving. And the defense comes. And I just laid down. I just laid down. So in high school, when you go down, it's unlike pro. You have to be touched. No, it plays over. Plays disqualified. And I remember going, Lord, I would never do that.
The Glorious Church hosts the Arise Conference with Billy Brim and Rick Renner, February 7th through the 9th, 2025. These two generals of faith will dive deep into the Hebrew and Greek, unlocking powerful truths for the body of Christ in these end of days. The daily sessions are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The conference is free. Visit our website at aglorious.church for more information. Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.